Also on Capitol Hill today, eight captains of the banking industry tried to explain to Congress what has been done with the billions they've received from the government. Since the Congress passed the $700 billion rescue bill, there have been loud complaints about banks hoarding the money instead of lending it. As NPR's John Yitzhak reports, the bankers told a different story.
Americans across the country were looking forward to this hearing, relishing the thought of highly paid banking industry titans being called on the carpet. Opening statements from members of the House Financial Services Committee, like South Carolina Republican Gresham Barrett, reflected the anger.
Like other states, South Carolina is struggling, and too many of my people are losing their jobs due to your actions, which have driven this economy into the ground.
Committee Chairman Barney Frank of Massachusetts had this to say.
I urge you strongly to cooperate with us, not grudgingly, not doing the minimum, but understanding that there is a substantial public anger, and alleviating that public anger, not with mumbo-jumbo, but with reality, is essential if we're going to have the support in the country to take the right steps.
Then there was this from Republican Jeb Hensarling of Texas.
What gets people upset, and rightfully so, are executives being rewarded for failure, especially when those rewards are subsidized by the U.S. taxpayers.
After the venting from lawmakers, the bankers parried with opening statements of their own. They defended their use of the $165 billion they've collectively received from the TARP. Most claim to have increased lending, including John Stumpf of Wells Fargo.
In the last 18 months, when many of our competitors retrenched, Wells Fargo made $540 billion in new loan commitments and mortgage originations.
To a man, the CEO said they had not used the money to give themselves bonuses. Here's John Mack of Morgan Stanley.
We have not used it to pay compensation, nor did we use it to pay any dividends or lobbying costs. At Morgan Stanley, the most senior members of the firm, including myself, did not receive any year-end bonus in 2008.
While no bonuses were the rule for the eight CEOs, Vikram Pandit of Citigroup want them one better.
We will hold ourselves accountable, and that starts with me. And I've told my board of directors that my salary should be $1 per year with no bonus until we return to profitability.
With their flurry of claims and willingness to take less compensation, the bankers seem to throw a wrench in the committee's plan to use them as human piñatas, in the words of a Wall Street Journal editorial this morning. The first round of questions focused on better regulation of the industry, something the bankers seemed ready to accept and even welcome. But finally, New York Democrat Gary Ackerman brought the bankers back to the theme of the day. Ackerman said their calm assurances that they were using the TARP funds to increase lending didn't square with what he was hearing in the real world.
Where people can't get loans, where people can't refinance their homes, where people can't buy automobiles, can't send their children to college, it seems to me, and to some of us, that this money hasn't reached the street, that you're not loaning it out. How do you explain that?
Can I take a crack at that, Mr. Congressman?
This is Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase.
There is a huge amount of non-bank lending which has disappeared, which is the same thing to the consumer. Finance companies, car finance companies, mortgage companies, money funds, bond funds that did withdraw money from the system and make it much harder in the system. That created some of this crisis we have.
So according to Dimon, it's other financial institutions, not the group assembled today, withholding credit from Main Street. In the end, the bankers survived the day without many bruises. Their expected public lashing really didn't materialize. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.